And welcome to episode 46 of the Low Carb Universe Show. And today we are back.
Yes, we are.
After 2 weeks away from each other, we are now back. We couldn't keep away from from recording a little chat for you guys. And we are super excited that we can finally get together again.
Yes, of course. But I'm a bit, I might be a bit tired today because I just had the Christmas table for lunch.
That's okay.
Yeah, and I want people to know that I've taken some photos of the Swedish typical Christmas food. So yes, you can watch it in our Facebook page. It's super yummy.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I got I had just had lunch when you put these pictures up and I got hungry again just watching them. So.
Yes. It was the same for me coming home watching the pictures. And why didn't I have more of that or this? Or
anyway, we're not here to talk about Swedish Christmas food today either. We are here to, we have a little bit of an announcement to make a little bit later in this podcast. Mm-hmm. But first of all, we wanted to go through, because after each event, we ask our guests and also the speakers, but mainly the guests, to fill out a survey because we really want to know what you guys think of this beautiful thing that we've created. And so a completely anonymous survey that can't be traced to anyone, and so that you can say exactly what you feel that about our events. And we did summarize this in a beautiful little thingy picture for you if you're interested to know what people thought generally. But one of the questions is, of course, is there anything we can improve?
Yeah, and that is the most important question, actually,
for us. We know that this is lovely and everything we created, come on,
but yes,
what we really want to know is what we can
do
improve
better. So we'll just go through them.
The ones that we got for LCU 18, yes. We're going to discuss them today. And we are going to give you our, maybe a reply if there is one, or our, at least so that everyone knows that we acknowledge these points.
Exactly. That's the most important.
And carry them with us for future events.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So number one on the list, tables of 6 max for meals. With larger tables, it's actually harder to talk with anyone other than those on either side of you. And yes, there's a, what we say in Swedish, kackel.
There is a certain amount of talking going on, absolutely.
In the restaurant. One thing you can do yourself as a guest, if you'd like to, is that you change table every lunch and every dinner, because we don't have fixed places. I think it's possible to do it. We might ask them to do it.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea because, of course, we do want to encourage people to share and to connect when it's not someone speaking on stage also. So this is a great suggestion, and I think we might do something with it. So thank you very much for suggesting that.
Yeah. And number two?
That is also goes hand in hand. This is what I assume is the same person. No more places set for meals than people are attending. Some people would come into the meals late and sit by themselves instead of joining someone else. And yes, this is, of course, something that we can do something about. This is not impossible at all. And, of course, it's nicer if we could scooch up into fewer tables because it makes it more intimate as well.
Yeah.
So that's also a great idea.
Yeah, but I also think we can't say, we know how many people that bought a ticket, so saying. But sometimes maybe a few of our guests would love to go into Parma for the night or something. Yeah. And no one has to say if they are coming or not for dinner, for example.
That's also a good point.
Yeah.
And or maybe they're fasting.
They could be fasting because we had a few ones doing this for the November event.
Yeah.
The best thing when people, just as this person wrote, then sit by themselves instead of joining a table. And that might be that people are a bit shy and don't want to sit down. And And in that case, all of us, all of the others of us, we could help if we see someone coming late. Please come and sit with us because we have a free space here. So, okay. Yeah, but we have it in mind. And of course, we'll do whatever we can to make it happen, to be a good solution for that one.
Yeah.
Number three, an initial happy hour mixer activity on the first night would be helpful as an icebreaker. And that's a great
and
idea.
And this is what I actually think that we already achieved.
Yes.
This is why we are starting with a dinner on the first night, when everyone has arrived during the day, and maybe even a day or two in advance and whatever, but so that the group, so that the first interaction with the group is not sitting in the audience of a talk, but the first interaction with the group is actually the dinner, so that you get to talk to people
before they just meet, instead of meeting each other first thing morning.
Exactly.
And never met before. So so that is. And also number four has a bit to do with our method of ice breaking.
Yeah.
We could say.
Yeah, it really does. Because for LCU 18, we had the first night, we had fantastic handmade chocolate. And the guy who makes it, he came to present his products. And he's thinking of food and then how he, what his food philosophy is really. Mm. And so we had a chocolate presentation on the first night, and this someone said that this wasn't a great way to set the tone for the event.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I can see both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can see that yes, it wasn't a great thing to start with. I would have preferred to have this presentation later on in the event. Absolutely, but on the other hand, we are the name says it all. It's the low carb universe, and within that universe, there are chocolate loving people who maybe are more liberal than keto, and that's fine. And we wanted to make sure that we include specific stuff for those kind of guests as well,
of high quality.
Yes, and that the main thing about that chocolate is that it is very high quality. It's handmade on the island. It's local. Mm. It's raw. It's everything. But yes, it did. Some of them did contain sugar. It's true.
Yeah. What kind of sugar was it?
Cocoa nectar.
Oh yeah. So
it's cocoa sugar.
Yeah, but they also had chocolates with non.
Exactly. Also 100% cacao, super healthy.
Exactly. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So
but yeah, maybe it wasn't the chocolate itself that was the problem in this chocolate presentation. I don't know.
No.
It could have been something like that too, because this comment is not very specific.
Yes, but it was a nice comment although, because it made us think.
Yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. And next one is including more science-based talk so we can understand the principle on how high-fat, low-carb diets can help us having a better lifestyle. The thing we want with this event, special event, is that we want a mix.
Exactly.
From daily life with the keto, just as Tommy Runesson had his lecture, living with, and we had Javier Gilbert Jamarillo, that was a very high level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the whole, the point of this is that there's something for everyone.
Yes.
So more science-based, we really, really aimed at having a good mix, as you said, but also a good balance between those who need more, who can provide more inspiration for the everyday thing, as well as the ones who can really go into the science a bit. So if I can say so myself, I think we did a great job. I don't think we need to change anything right away, but it's of course something to consider.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, there was another comment of, I would like to see more real life examples. So there's always two sides to every coin.
Yes.
So
yes, it sure is. So yeah. And the next one is actually solved. A part of it.
Yes. The next one is solved because it is, I would like to suggest the hotel to open the gym and spa earlier and close much later. And we have already solved this.
Yeah. Ta-da!
We have talked to the hotel and they will actually help us accommodate for the early bird gym and spa people and the late night night owl gyms. So that is really, really cool. And thank you so much for that suggestion, because if that can help us make the event better for you, then it makes the event better for us too.
Yeah. Yeah. And also had a small one line more there that the equipment is limited and old in the gym. But we haven't spoken yet to the hotel about that, I think.
Yeah, no, but also I think it's interesting because movement and also going to the gym, I think you work with what you have also. And so you can have that as an added challenge, but absolutely, we will take that into consideration. Absolutely. And maybe the next place that we choose will have a better gym facility.
Yes, of course. And the next one?
The next one sort of goes hand in hand with another one, which was, which these were the wonderful ones that made me smile a lot.
Yeah.
I wish there was a hamburger option at lunch on all the days.
Yeah.
Which is really nice because yes, that hamburger was delicious. And I loved it too. And hand in hand with that goes also more tea.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that these two were these people thought of this as the biggest thing that we can improve.
Yes. it's
more hamburgers and more tea. And we can really take this to heart. We understand your predicament and we will.
Yeah.
And make sure there's more hamburgers, more tea.
And more tea, we can check that from the list because we've spoken to the hotel about that.
Also, yeah.
And then we have another one here. Maybe an extra day to spread out the workshops so you don't have to choose between them. When it comes to this event, we've found the base for how it should be.
Yeah.
We want people to have it could actually be that two workshops collide, but you have to choose because we can't, it would be more expensive, it would be hard to ask the speakers to take another day out of their day job to stay.
Yeah, we always ask them for a lot. The guests as well, of course.
So I don't know. We have it in mind, but maybe we can come up with some other solution. But for this particular event, I don't see how we could solve that.
No, I mean, all the requests that we have gotten, both previously and this time, about adding to the length or changing. I remember for last time we had, why don't you have it in the summer, for example? But this is all a question of cost. In order for us to provide our events at the price point that we are, it requires that it is kept short and sort of off season.
I mean, we would never be able to stay at such a hotel as Splendido if it was in July or August.
I don't think of the hotels in Mallorca in August, July sort of time would be affordable for us. We couldn't make it happen. But yeah, with the workshops, we can definitely figure something out.
Yeah, we'll see what we can, if we can find a solution. But
but that also of course changes for events like Keto Ladies, where it essentially for the speakers it became two presentations instead of a presentation and a workshop, which is the original idea, of course. And so there you can really get to watch it all if you want and join in on it all.
And
then we have one last one.
An earlier dinner hour would be nice.
Which is a great idea, but I don't think we can make that happen in conjunction with spreading out the workshops more. It has to be one or the other.
Yeah. How did we think when we set this hour from the beginning? I think it was like we end at 5 and we want to have some margin. If people want to, like for the workshops, I know some of the workshops, they should be like between 45 and 60 minutes, and they actually went on up to 2 hours.
So that is one reason, but also things like if you want to go for a walk before dinner or between the workshops and dinner, or maybe have a spa appointment or something, that is the perfect time to just, you know, you have a bit of time to yourself to reflect on everything that you've learned, to sort of try to digest it and do something for you before you join everyone again and start talking about the day. So I don't know. We thought we had a great idea with it, but yeah, this is of course something we can reconsider as well.
Yeah. And if one is hungry, you have, it could be that, because if you maybe if you don't eat lunch or breakfast, only eat once a day or something, there are solutions. You can, when arriving to Puerto de Soya, you can go to one of the small shops and buy some cheese or some nice sausages or something to have in your fridge. It is not the perfect solution, but if you're super hungry.
Yeah.
Since we eat at 1 o'clock also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But we want you to know that we read them all and we've discussed them and we've already sold some of them with the hotel. Yeah. And now that we know what you think, it could be that one day, aha, do you know, Hannah? Or Bitte, do you know? We could do like this.
Exactly.
So we won't forget it.
No. And we really want to thank you for providing us with this fantastic feedback.
Yeah.
Because it really, really, really does help us a lot. And we are so thankful and grateful that you dared to speak up and that you joined us for this event as well.
Yeah. We love it.
But let's move on to the future.
Yes.
Because we do have a huge announcement to make.
Yeah. Should we wait with that?
Yeah, we should wait.
Yeah. We could talk about what we got.
Let's do it chronologically.
Yeah, I think we do so.
Yeah.
So in March, we are...
So this is... We were talking about next year and the events next year, just so you know.
Yes, exactly.
What our plans.
Yes. In March, we have the second edition of our wonderful, magnificent Keto Ladies. Yes. And that is the event totally focusing on women's health. Yep. From a low-carb perspective, of course. That is a bit shorter. It's 2.5 days with 3 nights.
Yep. It's really a long weekend all about female health.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, it is so intense. This is quite enough because it's we've been saying this several times that this is something unique.
That is a very special event,
and you feel you get like emotionally and intellectually exhausted, but at the same time you're so boosted with all the power we give to each other. So this is a very special event.
And who's coming to Keto Ladies then?
Oh, we got some really nice names for this one. A few of them coming back.
Yeah.
So we have the wonderful, stylish, elegant, and smart lady, Bitten Jonsson, the addiction expert. She was a speaker at the first Keto Ladies. And we just wanted her again.
Yes, she was very, very popular last year and her talk was very impactful and just her being there was amazing. So we're so happy to welcome her back.
Yeah.
And then we, of course, have the wonderful, the beautiful and amazingly hilarious Jimena de la Serna.
Yes, our big finding for the first.
Yes. Seriously, she taught us some stuff that we had no idea about.
Oh, and you should have seen her uterus she made.
Yes, Eva
in clay.
It was the most beautiful uterus I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't have a clue that it looked like that because I.
don't think anyone did.
No. But she was really, really good. Then we have Patricia Daly, and she talks. She herself got rid of a tumor in the eye.
Yeah, twice.
Twice, and she was a speaker at our very first event.
Yeah,
LCU 17, And now we're so happy that she can come because this is a lady with a lot of knowledge, and she's very humble and she's so helpful. And she says, she wrote to us that, oh, you wait and see what I got for you this time.
So we can't wait.
Yes. I'm so curious on what Patricia has to deliver. Yeah. The keto ladies.
Also a returning speaker is our favorite ketogenic girl.
Yep.
Vanessa Spina is joining us again to talk about her superpowers within the keto world and all her knowledge and about her book and her life and being carnivore and all of these fantastic things. I think we'll see what she comes up with and her new biochemistry studies.
Yes. Have you seen her pictures on Instagram?
I know.
It's like Greek.
Some of it is.
And then we have a new name, and that is Elena Gross. And she has a lot of experience and knowledge about diet and migraines.
Yeah, she's a neuroscientist and a PhD student currently.
Yes. So that one, this is really, it's, we love to see old ones, but we love also to have new names, of course, a nice mix of that.
And then the last one I can reveal to you right now is, of course, another new name. She's a fellow, well, I'm not Swiss, but she's a fellow Swiss person. And that is Romina Scalco. And she struggled her whole life with weight and happiness and all of these things. And she gives a very, very memorable and impactful talk about what being thin has to do with being happy.
Mm.
And I'm so excited to see her there and hear her present on this topic, because I know it's a topic that many people, and for first and foremost, women struggle with.
Yeah. And we have another name that we yet haven't published on the web.
Yeah, many that we haven't published.
We have. But we can mention them, of course. We have Dr. Angharad Powell. She's from Wales, and now she lives in Crete, I think it was. But we found this wonderful lady that we've never met. We found her in a BBC documentary about sugar and low carbon diet, and we saw her, and we want her. She's coming in March.
Yeah,
and I'm so looking forward to meeting her. She's like a family doctor, and she recommends low carb for families. So I think that she has a lot of good stuff to share with us.
Yeah, great. And then we also have, of course, another doctor who will be with us in one way or another. I'm not going to reveal how, but Dr. Anna Kabeka, who is a menopause and female sexual health expert. So that is going to be very, very interesting, because she really knows her stuff and how important it is to think not only about the obvious hormones when it comes to women, but all of them and the sort of holistic perspective of health.
Yeah, we have some more stuff to get up on the webpage later on. So stay tuned and have a look at the website. And you can already now buy tickets. It's the perfect Christmas gift for yourself. Men are welcome.
They are.
If you work with women and you want to understand women, you should come here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so you can find more information about Keto Ladies on KL19, so KL19.thelowcarbunivers.com.
Yeah.
That's where you find more information on that.
Yes.
And then we fast forward about half a year into the future.
Yeah.
And we just launched on the last day, actually the very final speech of LCU18, we launched a new event.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, something that is very, very close to my heart. And this is a specific event on all things and all types and forms of diabetes and low carb. And so we have some fantastic experts, but there we can't reveal anything yet.
Nope.
But we will do so when the time is ripe.
Yeah.
And we will also get the tickets up and going soon, but you will want to join us in or just outside Stockholm, Sweden, from the 19th till the 23rd of June next year for a fantastic experience learning more about diabetes.
We're the first ones with this diabetes
here too,
thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Diabetes is a very serious, it's serious stuff. And that's why we've also chosen a very nice place to stay at. Called Happy Tamsi. We launched the website.
We did.
And you can see some pictures there of this place we are staying at. And you will find it in diabetes.thelowcarbuniverse.com.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we also, this is the first time we talk about it publicly.
Yes.
So this is very exciting because we've just said yes. Thank you, or yes, please, but that you don't say to this hotel. You say, oh, that sum will be okay to work with to Hotel Esplendido and LCU
19.
Yes.
We can't avoid that.
Well,
we
it was have. Kind of it was kind of evident considering it is our signature event. So
yes, yes.
Yeah. But it will be from the 12th till the 17th of November 2019. So mark your freaking calendars right now because this will be speechless. Good.
No, it won't be speechless. It will be full of speeches.
Yes, but it will be so good that no one will be able to leave a review afterwards.
this will be good. This will be a good one as well.
It will be unforgettable.
Yeah.
We already noticed the level up from between LCU 17 and LCU 18.
18,
And I have no doubt in my mind that this will be level 3.0 at LCU 19, which we will be launching the website and tickets for very soon.
Yeah.
And you should be on our newsletter if you want to be the first one to know.
Yes, because as soon as we've launched, when we got something extra important to tell you, we send out a newsletter. And you know what else?
I think that's quite a lot.
Yes, it is. But this is the last podcast before Christmas.
Yes, that is true.
So why don't we wish all our listeners, all our former guests, future guests, all our speakers, everyone that makes us that helps us to make our events so super great and awesome and successful, a wonderful Christmas.
Yes,
exactly the way they want it.
Exactly. Very happy holidays for those who are not celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
And yes, thank you so much for being part of our dream.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you, Bitte, for having a chat with me today.
Yes, and thank you for it's the same, I can tell you.
We'll speak soon.
Yeah, yes, of course. Okay.
Fantastic.
Bye-bye.
Bye.